Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. Welcome to your extraordinary life. Just when I got episodes going again, life went sideways, as it usually does. During the time I wasn't recording, we welcomed our first grandchild. What a beautiful blessing that was. His arrival was also a much bigger distraction than I anticipated, and I am feeling my way into a new role as grandparent. Meanwhile, I'll try to get back to some routine with these, and this is episode 99, so I will for sure be motivated to get to 100. Before we get going, I want to bring your attention to the plight of America's gray wolves. One of the final acts of the previous administration was to rescind Endangered Species Act protection from gray wolves. After 45 years on the endangered species list, they have finally been reestablished, but removing their federal protection left states free to allow wolves to be hunted, and hundreds have been killed for sport. Please consider joining the fight to save gray wolves. There are many organizations you can support, like the Center for Biological Diversity and Wild Earth Guardians, who are leading the legal battles. And please include gray wolves in your energy work and prayers. Wolves were eradicated from my part of the country in the 1890s. I don't want them to disappear from everywhere. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'd like to bring your attention to the virtual hearth circles being offered to benefit the Olympic Mountain Earth Wisdom Circle, a 501c3 educational nonprofit that does amazing work to preserve ancient indigenous wisdom through a variety of programs. The next hearth, coming up on Monday, November 15th, will be led by me and Lori Ferry. Lori and I are co-directors of the Hearth Project. Visit eomec.org, that's eomec.org, and I'll put that in the show notes, to register for the November 15th hearth and also to see the upcoming dates. Although I spoke about wolves earlier, the card I pulled when I did the energy of the day this morning in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook was dolphin. Dolphins are intelligent and social and well known for their clicks and squeaks and whistles that they use to communicate. Dolphins are a diverse group ranging in size from the tiny and critically endangered vaquita porpoise to the orcas or killer whales. 5 out of 41 species are endangered, and the Bahiji dolphin may already be extinct since it's been 20 years since the last confirmed sighting. Energetically, dolphins are playful healers who love to be surrounded by like-hearted spirits. You may know someone with dolphin energy. For this episode's practice, let's play with dolphin pose. If you have 25 minutes to spend on your mat, unroll it and settle into extended child's pose. From hands and knees, walk your knees to the edges of your mat. Drop your hips to your heels and your forehead to the floor. Stretch your arms forward. and wiggle to settle. Now bring your attention to your breath. Breathe in and out through your nose. And begin to slow your breath down. Deepen your breath, drawing the breath down into your abdomen until you feel the expansion and contraction that's happening in the abdomen, waking up the diaphragm. Find a rhythm to your breath. Imagine a dolphin surfacing and diving, surfacing and diving. You might even imagine the breath coming and going through the back of your ribs, surfacing and diving. Breathing in and breathing out. Your body settles just a little bit more. Keep your sitting bones back to your heels. Lift your elbows and walk your hands just a bit further out so the arms are long. Lift your head just off of the floor and walk your hands to your right so your upper body bends towards your right knee. Keep your left hip back. Reach through the left fingers. Settle your head down again when you find your edge and breathe into your left side. Breathe deeply in and out. Feel the breath making space between your left side ribs. Now lift again onto your fingertips, bring your head just off the floor, and walk your hands back to center. Pause for one breath, and then walk your hands over to your left, and bend your upper body towards your left knee. Ease your right sitting bone back. Feel the opening you're creating on your right side. Continue to breathe deeply, feeling into that space. And once again, lift your forehead, come up onto your fingertips, and walk your hands back to center. Settle your forehead down, wiggle. Relax and take a few more breaths in child pose. Now lift back up onto your hands and knees and walk your knees back in underneath your hips. Align your hands under your shoulders. Reach forward through your crown and back through your tailbone. And come back to your breath. As you take your next breath in, draw your heart forward through your arms. Press your navel toward the floor and lift your tailbone to the sky. And with an exhale, round your back. Lift the middle of your back toward the sky. Drop your head and tailbone toward the floor. Inhale, navel moves toward the floor. Bring your heart through, roll your shoulders back. Reach your head and tailbone up. And as you exhale, round your back. Drop your head and tailbone toward the floor. Again, inhale, navel toward the floor. Heart lifts through your arms. Exhale, round, relax your neck, drop your head and tailbone. Do three more rounds, moving with your breath. That slow, deep, rhythmic dolphin breath. At the end of your next exhale, bring your spine back to a neutral position. Move your hands forward about 6 inches, keeping them shoulder width apart. And shift your shoulders forward until they're back on top of your hands. Lift your feet just off the floor and make sure that you have rolled up onto the top part of your knee so that you're off your kneecaps. And if you find you haven't, move your hands a little bit further forward and again set your shoulders on top of your hands. Coming into a modified plank position. Now take a breath in. And as you exhale, bend your right elbow. Lift your hand and place your elbow down on the floor underneath your right shoulder. Now still exhaling, do the same with your left elbow. Inhale, bring your right hand back to the floor under your shoulder, press up, and bring your left hand to the floor underneath your shoulder. Exhale, drop your right elbow and your left elbow, coming right underneath the shoulder. Inhale, come back onto your hands, right, and then left. Exhale, right elbow to the floor, left elbow to the floor. Inhale, right hand to the floor, left hand to the floor. Again, exhale, right elbow down under the shoulder, left elbow down under the shoulder. Inhale, right hand under the shoulder, left hand under the shoulder. Pause here. Take a breath. Another breath in. And now exhale your left elbow underneath your left shoulder and your right elbow underneath the right shoulder, starting from the opposite side. Inhale, left hand to the floor, right hand to the floor. Exhale, left elbow to the floor, right elbow to the floor. Inhale, left hand to the floor, right hand to the floor, coming under the shoulder. Exhale, left elbow to the floor, right elbow to the floor. Inhale, left hand to the floor, right hand to the floor. And pause as you exhale. Now keep your left hand on the floor and drop to your right elbow. Now shift your weight to your left knee and slide your right foot all the way back until your leg is extended and your toes curl under. With your left fingertips giving you some support, lift your left shoulder over the right and your left hip over the right. Roll to the outside edge of your right foot. You can stack your left foot on top of the right or leave it on the floor in front. If it's available for you, bring your left hand to your left hip or extend your left arm straight up to the sky over your right elbow. The modified side plank position. Draw the right side of your waist in and press the outer left hip up. Extend out through your crown. take a couple breaths here. If you extended your left arm up, bring it back first to your hip, and then place your left hand on the floor. Now with that left hand for support, slide your right hand forward until your arm comes all the way down and your head is resting on your arm. Your whole right side is now on the floor. Use your left hand to help keep you balanced on that side. Flex your left foot. Lift it up off the right leg just a little bit and swing the left leg forward. Place the inside edge of your foot down onto the floor, creating a brace for your hips like a kickstand. Now lift your left hand off the floor, send it back up to the sky. Rotate your thumb towards your feet. Bend your left elbow and place your left fingertips on the floor behind your back. This might be a place to stay. You can go deeper by bending your right knee, that's the leg that was the bottom one. Bring your foot up behind you so your heel comes in towards your buttock, and then place your foot into your left hand. You can use your left hand to draw your heel in a little bit closer, or go deeper still by pressing your right foot into your left hand until you feel your left shoulder wants to start to roll back. Allow that to happen so that your heart turns to the sky and your left shoulder comes down toward the floor. Your head will roll off of your right arm, and you'll be looking up at the sky. Keep your left hip over the right hip so there's a little bit of twist in the spine. And then notice, do you want to stay active with this pose or do you want to relax and just fall into the shape for a few breaths? Now to release out of the pose, if you're holding onto your right foot, slide it out of your left hand and very slowly extend your right leg back down toward the bottom of your mat. Lift your left arm to the sky. Bring your hand to the floor in front of your chest. And use that support to roll back up onto your right side so your head comes back onto your arm. Lift your left foot off of the floor and swing your left leg back on top of the right leg. Point both toes back. Move your left hand a little bit further out to the left side and roll over onto your belly. Bring your left hand under your left shoulder and slide your right hand in under your right shoulder to press back up onto your hands and knees and reset yourself in table pose with your knees aligned underneath your hips and your hands underneath your shoulders. And take another breath in, and as you exhale, drop your left elbow to the floor under your left shoulder. Right hand stays on the floor. Shift a little weight into your right knee. Slide your left foot back to extend your left leg. Curl your toes under and reach through your left heel. Now lift your right shoulder and your right hip and roll up over your left shoulder to come into our modified side plank again. Right fingertips can stay on the floor for a little bit of support. drop over onto the outside edge of your left foot, and you can leave your right foot on the floor, maybe resting on the inside edge, or stack your feet. If you're feeling balanced, over your left elbow, bring your right hand to your right hip. Or go deeper by extending your right arm to the sky, opening up. Now lift the left side of your waist into your body towards your spine and press your outer right hip to the sky. Keep the outside edge of your left foot pressed into the floor. Take another breath here. If your right arm is extended up, bring it back down to your right hip. Bring your right hand to the floor. And with that for support, slide your left arm forward toward the top of your mat until you lay all the way down on your left side. Rest your head on your left arm, supporting with your right hand. Flex your right foot, lift the right leg just off of the left and swing it forward. Put the inside edge of your foot down in front of you to brace the hips. Lift your right arm to the sky. Turn your thumb in the direction of your feet, bend your elbow, and drop your fingertips to the floor behind your back. If this feels like an appropriate place to stay, please do. Otherwise, deepen by bending your left knee and placing your left foot into your right hand. Use your hand to guide your heel closer to your buttock. Continue to breathe. And if you'd like to get deeper, press your foot into your hand, move it away from you and up until you start to feel your right shoulder moving toward the floor. And once it does, allow the heart to follow so that you're looking up toward the sky. Begin to relax, keeping the leg active or letting that relax as well, and just sinking the pose down into the mat. Take a few breaths here. To come out, begin by releasing your left foot and slowly extending the left leg. Lift your right arm, bring it down to the floor in front of your chest. Brace yourself with your hand so you can lift your right foot off the floor and swing it back over on top of the left leg. Point your toes. Walk your right hand a little further to the right and roll over onto your chest so that you're face down. Now bring your right hand underneath your right shoulder and slide your left hand back in underneath the left shoulder to press up onto your hands and knees. And pause there. We're going to come into a forearm plank now. If that's not appropriate for you, please modify with your knees down as we did earlier. Drop one elbow and then the other down to the floor. Make sure that your elbows are right below your shoulders. Press your palms together. Interlace your fingers. Notice the pinky that's loose on the bottom and tuck it up between your palms so that you can put the outside edges of your hands down firmly without squishing it. And look at your thumbs. Shift a little weight over to your left knee, slide your right leg back, curl your toes under, press back through your heel. Now pressing that right foot down, slide your left knee back to join it. Curl your toes, reach back through that heel. Flatten your body from your shoulders to your heels. Draw your navel up towards your spine enough to support your low back. Tuck your tailbone ever so slightly so it reaches towards your heels. Reach forward through your crown with your eyes still on your thumbs. And take a breath here. Remember, if you start to strain, your knees can go down to modify. Now press down very firmly through your forearms. And imagine tucking your armpits underneath your chest. Lift your tailbone to the sky and walk your toes towards your elbows so that your body comes into an inverted V, like downward facing dog. Keep pressing your forearms down and make a nice line from your elbows to your hips. Drop your head into the space between your arms so your crown is falling toward the floor between your elbows. Keep tucking your armpits underneath you. Push off of your elbows and reach up and back through your sitting bones so that you lengthen through your sides. Move your shoulder blades towards your hips slightly. Bring your navel towards your spine. Put a little bend in your knees if you're noticing any strain in your low back or behind your thighs. And if it feels appropriate for you, you can move your feet a little bit closer still to your elbows. Continue to lift your tailbone to the sky. Breathe here. Like we did in child's pose earlier, can you breathe through the back of your ribs? Take one more breath. And now walk your feet back, lift your chin and look towards your thumbs, lower your hips back into the line between your shoulders and your heels. Coming back into forearm plank. Now lift your chin slightly and drop the front of your hips to the floor. Point your toes behind you and press the tops of your feet down to lighten your knees. Release your fingers and bring your hands out to about shoulder width. Turn your palms down. Roll the shoulders back. Lift your heart through your arms and reach your tailbone towards your feet. Take a few breaths here in Sphinx. A back bend, a nice counter to the forward fold of Dolphin. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, gently lower your chest forward. Slide your hands under your shoulders. Press into the floor and come up onto your knees. Walk your knees out to the edges of your mat. Bring your big toes together. Drop your hips to your heels. Let your forehead come down. Extend your arms forward. And come back to your breath in extended child pose. And I'm going to leave you here with strong encouragement to come around onto your back and take some time in final relaxation, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.